We notified the Ridgeway family this morning of this arrest, and we hope and pray that this arrest gives them some measure of closure in dealing with this horrible tragedy and loss that they have suffered.
Westminster, Colorado Police Chief Lee Burke. Family members, including the father of 10-year-old Jessica Ridgeway, live in the Independence area. Colorado prosecutors said the accused, 17-year-old Austin Sigg, had confessed to abducting and killing the girl. Meanwhile, Missourians feared the worst for a little girl who was abducted from her home near Poplar Bluff by a convicted sex offender. 5-year-old Abigail Berthoff was missing for about 6 hours before Darren Moore of the Poplar Bluff Police Department announced that she was okay.
You know, members of the Poplar Police Department, the Missouri State Highway Patrol, and the Sheriff's Department conducted a traffic stop on the vehicle.
Police said they found images of sexual acts with children on the computer of Jeffrey Shelton, the man arrested. In the trial of two men charged with torching the Hereford House restaurant 4 years ago and restaurant owner Rod Anderson, who federal prosecutors say hired them to do it, testimony included reports that Anderson had been heard saying he wished the restaurant would burn down, and testimony from the ex-wife of one of the alleged arsonists, who testified that he came home smelling of gasoline. Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel announced that Brady Quinn would replace Matt Cassel at quarterback.
What position can change the dynamic the most? And that's the quarterback position.
He added,
I am not saying that Matt Cassel is the reason we are where we are. That stroke of that brush is a broad stroke, and everybody's included in it.
The Chiefs had won only one game this season as Quinn assumed the starter's position. A Johnson County grand jury called by citizen petitions convened, then adjourned the same day. The panel said there were no grounds for any potential indictment over a bare-breasted statue at the Overland Park Arboretum. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback and Republican legislative leaders proposed a cap on property taxes. Democrats like Representative Jim Ward said that was okay with them.
If the governor is serious about property tax cutting, he'll meet with friendly faces on our side of the aisle who want to work with him to accomplish that.
Under the plan, if assessed values go up, tax rates would be adjusted downward to compensate for it. Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach joined a candidate for Missouri Secretary of State Shane Scholer as he toured the state, showcasing the centerpiece of his campaign, a proposal for voter photo ID. In the Kansas City area, Scholer campaigned in Lee's Summit.
I think just makes plain common sense.
Democratic opponent Jason Kander called the proposal extreme, unnecessary, and unfair. Meanwhile, retiring Democratic Secretary of State Robin Carnahan said all the talk about photo ID has some voters confused and emphasized that photo ID is not required in Missouri in the coming election, though it is in Kansas.
The rule and law in Missouri has not changed from past elections.
Carnahan said there have been no known cases in Missouri of anyone voting using a fraudulent identity. This is KCUR.